W4, HI Mobile, listening.
HI, this is KO4HX.
Afternoon. Is it raining down your way? I'm up here in Coney County in South Carolina. Name's Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, Bruce.
I'm Patrick, and I'm over here on 25 north of Traveler's Rest, and yes, it is raining. And I think we spoke before, Bruce, but I can't remember for sure.
Your voice sounds very familiar, too. I do a lot of CQing, but I've been up on HF. I'm here in, stationary in the car, but either 80 and 40. I got ham sticks for 80 and 20 meters, and both of them were really, really not very many contact, not very many stations to even listen to, let alone contact.
Yeah, it's kind of a gloomy day out here, but I'm mobile myself. I run a tool business, and I'm done for the day, but normally I'm running my tool route.
Like yourself, that's a very interesting profession. You know, you really work with the best tools and try to get the mechanics to really upgrade and, you know, the lend-lease situation. A lot of moving parts for your work.
One side of it, but the back side is you got to keep the truck running, stocked, clean, and those things, ordering, all that. So there's a lot goes into it.
I could well imagine. Like I said, I've never really been that kind of a mechanic, but I've been in a couple of trucks to just look around, and man, what a showroom.
For the driving and the weather and all the people that lose their brains when it starts raining.
I'm sure you're pretty heavy at what you do, what you drive around.
26 to 30,000 pounds. I'm not way heavy.
Well, very good. We're retired. Just been on 10 years now, so age of 72, and we're looking out over the Blue Ridge Mountains here in the distance, here up in Seneca, just over the border from Tocoa.
Well, I live up in Brevard, North Carolina, or just outside of there, actually. But if I tell people I live in Penrose, many people don't know where that's at.
Heard in a long time, but I used to travel through there quite frequently. I'm sure it's grown a bit. It was really a nice, I know they kind of, I'm from originally from Boca Raton, Florida, and they kind of, there's a little similarity there.
It has grown quite a bit in the last 50 years that I've been alive, so it's not the small town it once was, but it's still a small town.
Second time living up here, we were here living on Lake Hartwell from 92 to about 2004, and I got transferred down to Brunswick, Georgia. We kept the house for a while, but then it was just transferred up to D.C., and so we sold it. Had a good time. Of course, there's always a better time, but there's also, in real estate, there's also a worse time.
Roger that. And you got to time that market just right, that's for sure. And it's a hard thing to do. But, Bruce, I am getting ready to get off the 25 on the 11 here, and I'll be where I switch vehicles. And so I'm going to jump out of here while I can. But good to talk to you. And if you're still around here in a few minutes, I'll be back. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.
73, what was your first name?
My name was Patrick, and my call sign was Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray.
Patrick, I'm parked. I'm going to head back home. I'm up on a high spot that I knew I could get into this repeater from here. 73, this is Greenville. I was thinking, anyway, never mind. Just a senior moment. See you later, Patrick.